Class 5, Subject Computer Science, Topic Advanced Features in Word. We have already studied about Microsoft Word as a word processing software in previous chapters. In this lesson, we will be discussing about the features of Microsoft Word and certain formatting methods. First, we will discuss Format Painter. We can use Format Painter option to copy and apply the formatting from one piece of text in a document to other. This option is found in the clipboard group of the Home tab. And as we click on it, the mouse pointer changes to a brush-shaped pointer. Second, Subscript and Superscript. The subscript option makes the selected text smaller and lower than the main text in a document. On the other hand, the superscript option makes the selected text smaller and higher than the main text in a document. Go to page number 28 of your textbook. You will find the example H2O, where 2 is a subscript. And the other example is A square, where 2 is a superscript. These options are found in the font group. Next, we shall learn how to apply shadow to the text. A shadow changes the look of the text. For this, we have to first select the text, then click on the text effects option, which is indicated as the blue capital A present in the font group of the Home tab. As the drop-down menu appears, we can click on the desired shadow option and apply it to the text. Now, sometimes it may so happen that we want to find a word which we have typed a number of times in the document. For this, we may use the Find option in the Editing group of the Home tab. We can use the Replace option to replace a word with another word in a Word document. This option is also present in the Editing group of the Home tab. Next, we move on to working with shapes. We can insert shapes in a document such as circles, lines, and so on. Word has many ready-made shapes that we can insert. To insert a shape, we will first click on the Insert tab. In Illustration group, we shall click on Shapes. A list of different shapes appears. After this, we have to click on a shape from the list and the mouse pointer then changes to a plus sign. With the left button of the mouse pressed, we drag the pointer to draw the shape.